Spotswood's varsity girls basketball team played their first game of the season last Tuesday, winning 48-44 over Turner Ashby. It's been a mad dash for them to prepare for competition, as they were only cleared to begin practices on December 7th, and couldn't even practice defense with their own teammates until later that month.
Between March and December, we were only allowed to do some workouts, but we weren't allowed to play defense. We weren't allowed to pass the ball for a long time. We could do individual stuff, where in a normal season, we would have played 40 to 50 games in the offseason, and we would have had a chance to really know who we were, establish new roles.
Head coach Chris Dodson said that all the Rockingham County players are required to wear masks during practices and games.
When you put it on, you do your best with it. You're either in shape or you're not, and whether you have that mask on or not, it's going to make it tougher to breathe. But for the most part, none of our kids have really complained about that.
Spotswood senior Abby Branner said that, on the bright side, the flexibility of virtual education gives her more time to practice.
Now that we got the go-ahead to play, we're really excited, and now we're a lot more motivated to just get better and better each day.
Dodson said that, besides having a shorter season than normal, they'll also have fewer teams to play.
We can play people if they will wear a mask when we play them. So the thing right now is our whole schedule is Turner Ashby, East Rock, Broadway, TA East Rock, Broadway. Wilson Memorial agreed to play us one time, and then TA East Rock and Broadway. So right now at Waynesboro, Stanton, Hanley, other schools have said we won't put a mask on to play you.
That's how it stands currently, as Stanton High School leaves it up to the individual player whether or not they wear a mask in practices and games. However, Stanton's head coach, Eric Payne, said it's not entirely out of the question for them to play Rockingham teams this season.
Everything's subject to change. Everything changes every day. You know, my AD might come to me and say, hey, you wanna add this to the schedule, but it seems like, yeah, we're gonna just play within our district.
The Stanton varsity girls faced Riverheads High School last Friday to kick off their season. They lost 54-40. Payne said he was feeling
a little unprepared and unsure, you know. We've been trying to do things, you know, over the summer, but, you know, I haven't had a full number of young ladies show up. But we're just going to do the best we can do. You know, I tell them my joke about LeBron James. We're going to get some baby powder. I'm going to throw it in there and blow on it, and we'll just go and see what happens.
Emma Witt is a junior at Stanton High School. The whole season, she said,
it's different. It kind of sucks. I'm going towards my 1,000 points this year, and with only 13 games, I'm pushing it even more because my goal was to get it my junior year. But, you know, I'm just blessed that we have the games we have and that we were just had the opportunity to play in the first place.
Before Friday's game, Stanton senior Keziah Williams reflected on how different the season has been.
It's very different this year. I mean, I'm kind of upset. It's my last year and it's not the same. But, I mean, I'm happy we do have a chance to play and we have something, at least for now. So I'm kind of excited, but I'm a little bit nervous considering we haven't had as much time to prepare as the previous years.
The ladies are working hard. We are doing some good things in practice and just making memories. I keep telling we're making memories. We can't control this virus. We just control what we do. So yeah, I'm looking to have a good time, and with that, I hope we have success.
For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.